it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
It's going by the book. It's going by the book. And good afternoon. Welcome to the Washington for Jesus program this afternoon. More truth coming your way this afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. brought to you by the Washington for Jesus Network, which I am it. Family, welcome. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this program. And I'm here Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. and nighttime 8 to 9 p.m. on a Bible study I do. To this week, we're almost the end of the week now, on this 12th of February, 2015. And Bible study, we're talking about the end times events and some other issues that have come up in Bible study. This week has been fast. I don't know for you, but from my perspective, it's been very fast. I'm a veteran, Marine Corps veteran. Love my country. I joined the fight back in the Vietnam War, but I missed it by months, actually. Stayed in for 12 years, etc., waiting for my, quote-unquote, my war, whatever generation it was. So I figured, well, the next time I stay in for 20, then I'm bound to get my war. You know, every Marine should be given a war, right? That's the mindset of the 70s and so forth. To fight for our country. Give me an opportunity to defend my country and so forth and so on. On the campus, I abhorred the long-haired, pot-smoking, pat-bellied hippies that were liberals and wore the berets and little hammer and sickle things that they thought were cute, and I would harass them, stupid things like that. I had no idea, had no clue of what really was going on in the background. Well, I do now. I do now. And if I've been trying to relate over the past, well, 5 years actually, but this week specifically, focusing in on the targeting of our veterans during battle and after. So the hardest thing to do is to get across to the veterans that our own country, and inclusive of the other countries and their citizens as well, have targeted their own citizens in every country using their military as pawns, as well as our government using our military as pawns, using fictitious alternate enemies so we'd fight each other to help bring us to a new world order. This is a fact. Now, if you want to challenge it, you can deny it if you want. You can walk away, you can turn off the computer, you can do whatever you want, go somewhere else and watch Mickey Mouse. I don't care. But if you don't know the truth, if you don't know the enemy that's coming at you every single day, you're going to go around in flux, and you're going to go around in a fog, not knowing what to do, and still complain about the news, but never, nothing's ever done. Many of the talk shows today are trying to foment a wedge between the citizens and the establishment. That's what's going on today. It's being done by design, not accidental. Well, you know, you've got the low level on the militia side and the quote-unquote patriots on this side, and then you got the federal government fooling over here. Well, wait a minute now. Hold on a minute. We did this before. It's called a civil war, the greatest loss of American lives in one war in our history, and they're doing it again. This is absolutely absurd. You go to Iraq and Afghanistan, you fight with each other, blacks with whites and everything, even in World War II, and then you come back over here, and you got racial. Something's funny going on here. Something's funny. Something not funny like ha-ha, but funny, very peculiar. You go somewhere else to fight, and you're on each other's side because you survive. You come over here, and you're fighting each other. Well, family, this is being done by design, by the secret societies at the levels of general that work against you. In Vietnam, they set you up to die with Agent Orange, providing glycerol factory to the Soviets so they could provide glycerol to the VC to make the booby traps to kill our own troops. We made sure that communists stayed in power in Korea when the State Department ordered the 7th Fleet to block the Free Chinese from taking Red China back. Made sure that China stayed communist. That's a fact. MacArthur confirms it. It's not conspiracy theory. I'm getting tired of this theory nonsense. You people who say it's all conspiracy theory, why don't you get some guts about you and challenge them? Listen, it's the truth. Challenge them, darn it. If you got the guts to do it. Or you just deny it and just run away like a whipped pup. Challenge it, darn it. Learn the truth. Stay out of denial. Go after it. Find the truth out, no matter how nasty it may be. Find it. Dig it out. Make people put up or shut up. That includes me. It's time you stood up and get out of this apathetic notion and put people to the test. And just because you knew a 4-star general that you have barbecues, man, that don't mean squat. That means zero. Because if he's a member of the Knights of Malta, he is dirty as last week's laundry. If he's a member of the Knights of Columbus or a Rhodes Scholar, they are dirty. If they're Freemasons at the highest level, I have to say there's a separation between the low level and high level. Low level don't have a clue. high level, evil to the core. The Shriners. That's why they do good deeds. To hide the evil that lies behind the curtain. That's a fact. It's like a low-down buck. Or maybe a riding a goat. Family, it's time you stood up. Question your commanders. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and today I'm going to talk about the attack against the military, soldiers, Marines, that's been going since 1950. It has a date, actually a start date, between 1945 and 1950. The takedown of America began. It's been going on ever since, and nobody has tried to stop it, because most of the secret societies are in on it. Everybody else is just busy or busy dying. I got a problem with that. Now, I can just go in here and watch some TV program or something, watch Andy Griffin on the reruns, and just forget about it all and just have a good old time till I die, and then maybe I'll just make it, you know. But I don't do things like that. I got a mission. And this is my mission. I know what's going on. And the only reason I know what's going on is because I study, I research, I take the time. It's nothing special. I just take the time to study. Anybody can do it if you just take the dirt time. And challenge, man. Think on your own. I'm dedicated to broadcast. And I'm anxious to get started here. Lord, we come today before you in prayer. We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Father, dedicate this program in the service to your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that awakening will come upon this country. I pray, Lord, that those in command, those in control, Father, you'll send the Holy Spirit and you'll convict their heart. That you'll change the heart of many to have them come out as whistleblowers to tell the truth. To put away the thoughts of the materialistic view of this world. And the rewards of this world. And Lord, to look at the big picture, the truth. No matter what the consequences. To tell the truth, which is the most important effort. Lord, we know to live a lie is to be already be dead. Father, we seek life, and life is a truth. Father, we pray for that Holy Spirit to convict those that are hiding these secrets, to come out to tell the truth. Father, we pray for those we prayed for in the past, the ones that, Father, are people with names that we prayed for healing. For the families to come together, pray together. No secrets to be kept. Secrets to be revealed so there's no longer secrets. We pray, Lord, for an awakening for these churches. For the pastors to have the courage to put away these corrupt Bibles. To bring out the King James Bible and, Lord, to start preaching the truth as in the days of old. Father, to expose these like the National Council of Churches. Expose these like the Council of Foreign Relations. These Illuminati organizations, to expose them for what they are. Father, we pray you tear down the protection around the Wicca. To stifle their efforts. Father, to expose their agenda. Father, for those that you know the hearts are on the verge, to bind the Holy Spirit to their heart. And use the Holy Spirit as a guide to your Son, Jesus. And maybe even convert entire covens. But Lord, we do call upon you to strip down their protection. Expose them for who they are in the government, in the military, industry, the science, the arts. To expose those that's given their life to Lucifer for who they are. We pray, Lord, for wisdom and discernment. Wisdom and discernment to guide us to these end times events through the deception that's being put out by these churches, that the true 7 years, the true tribulation will be revealed to your prophets, to your watchmen, that, Lord, that the truth about the Bible and the Revelation will be revealed, not the deception that's being taught today. That the Bible will come alive and the truth will be told. Father, we pray finally for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. That the words will come out, the truth to bring people to Jesus Christ. All these things we pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, there's major events getting ready to happen. And we can say that for every generation it appears, and every generation major events were planned, but didn't happen. Every generation. World War I was the war to end all wars, but it didn't. World War II was to bring Hitler to the United States as a dictator. Listen to me here with evidence. Working together to make that happen, that didn't happen, because it failed for many reasons, was the Japanese elite, the Germans, the Italians, Churchill, FDR, working together secretly to bring about a world government by 1945. Evidence is even FDR confirming he's going to set up a dictatorship in 1941, 42. That was what Pearl Harbor was supposed to be about. That plan of six phases failed to happen for many reasons. It fell apart by 1945. The plan was already laid out. The maps were already set up. The dictator for that era was Hitler. The dictator for World War I was Bismarck. But none of that happened. Their plans fell through. See, Satan sets up each generation a plan. He doesn't know when that tribulation is going to be taking place. He doesn't know when the rapture is going to happen. So each generation, how far back? How far back? All the way back to Nebuchadnezzar, Alexander. He's always had an Antichrist in position, a world leader, always in position. But he's not allowed to carry through until God says so. That's always been. That's what they're not telling you at the highest level. I covered it yesterday, what World War I, II, and III was about. Three yet to happen between Islam and Zionism, planned by 1871. Family, all this is all set up, but God is in control. In the meantime, people got you worried about elections, which are already chosen. Worried about FEMA, bringing back the Republic, bringing back the Constitution, vaccinations, chemtrails, polka dots on your mailboxes, plastic coffins down in Georgia, the Georgia Guidestones, Nephilim here, Nephilim over there, Nephilim everywhere. Everything but what you should be thinking about, which is the supernatural, which is Jesus Christ. That's really the bottom line of everything, what's going on today. That is the solution. He is the solution. But what they're not telling you in the churches, and they should be, and they have failed miserably in the churches in America. In the early part of the century, they were telling the truth. Repentance, taking Jesus Christ as Savior, but they weren't telling you. Sometimes they don't even know. They talk about Satan, hell, etc. What they don't tell you is how Satan is actually carrying forward in this world. They're not telling you exactly how it's being orchestrated. They talk about ambiguous type philosophical type notions, and those that are, you know, evangelists will get down to the part of salvation. That's good. But 1 hour a week, don't get it. When your children go to school 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, and they're taught in the humanist system, humanism and Satanism are one and the same. It just has a different name. Humanism is the way Satan is working in the schools, as I've proven already. It's masked, it's camouflaged, if you will. So everything they learn in Bible school or learn in a church and war and one time a week is torn all to pieces 5 days a week, 8 hours a day for 9 months in the schools. I've already proven that every college, every school in America since the early turn of the century were schools of humanism right under our noses. Every war has been pre-designated. Every war has been pre-planned with an outcome already determined. Some adjustments have been made, but it's in the background to extinguish, to kill on both sides with the hierarchy working together. That's the part that's really hard to get a grasp on. But when you listen to what they say, if you really take the time and hear what the purveyors of this evil talk about, the ones that's in control for the time being, what they're actually saying and have for generations, then you'll get an idea. And you'll realize this conspiracy is real. And that the enemy, in some cases, can be your next door neighbor, who are Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Freemasons at the highest level. They have an agenda. They're the foot soldiers of the Illuminati. And Illuminati, whether you believe in the supernatural or not, don't matter. They do. And they sacrifice humans, children, certain days of the year, to worship Lucifer, who guides them and their plan. It is so diabolical. Your mind, a person's mind cannot fathom it. I've studied it for years. It's real. It's documented everywhere. To give you an idea why it's not so hard to imagine why they would kill own troops, I'll let you you can hear their version of it.
That for the first time in human history, for the first time in all of human history, Zygmunt
Brzezinski,
almost all of mankind is politically awake. And these new and old major powers face still yet another novel reality, in some respects unprecedented. And it is that while the lethality of their power is greater than ever, their capacity to impose control over the politically awakened masses of the world is at historical low. I once put it rather pungently, and I was flattered that the British Foreign Secretary repeated this, as follows. Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control 1 million people, literally. It was easier to control 1 million people than physically to kill 1 million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people. It is easier to kill than to control.
That's your national security advisor going all the way back to Carter. Beyond. Even up till today. The advisor is never fired. He's heralded as a hero, Zbigniew Brzezinski, for these wackos, these psychos that's in your White House, in your Chatham House, in the Kremlin, in the China capital, in the European sector, everywhere. They all work together. All the intelligence agencies worldwide, as I proved on Monday, I proved. And I feel that I've effectively destroyed America's foreign policy for what it really is on Monday. With evidence. And I'm a patriot, so to speak. But I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. To be a lover of your country and Americans, it means you tell the truth. You find the truth and you expose it and you bring it out. You don't sit there and remain quiet. You tell the truth no matter what it is. And you back it up, too. Well, I did. This conspiracy that I'm speaking of now was briefed to Freemasons and Illuminati to start operations in 1782. That the Congress Wilhelmsbaden and several honest Freemasons that came out of there horrified at the detail that was put into the plan of a world revolutionary movement that today has resulted in two world wars, numerous revolutions, has killed billions of people. That we're dealing with today was planned by Adam Weishaupt back in 1776, carried through by each generation of Illuminati. You're dealing with it today, right now, this very moment, leading up to World War III, yet to happen. You understand this? Well, when Zbigniew Brzezinski talks about the lethality of their power, he's talking about the Illuminati. He's talking about the globalists, the ones in control. But the politically awakened masses, that'd be us. That'd be the Goyim. When we're aware, when you have knowledge and you're aware of what they're doing, their control don't have the same sting. They got problems. And these people are cowards in the governments. All the governments are afraid, so they must maintain certain control before the politically awakened masses would actually wake up. Because they almost lost it back in 1700s. They started rounding up the Illuminati when their plans were discovered, when one of their couriers were killed by lightning, knocked him off his horse, killed him. They found the plans of Illuminati in the 1700s. They started rounding them up. They could do that then. But they escaped, restructured it, went into hiding, and they're in control today. When he says control, what's he talking about? Now I'm getting to the genocide of the veterans. When he talks about control, though, just for example, it was determined, found out in congressional records, January 10th, 1963, actual documented records, Remarks of Honorable A.S. Turlong of Florida, House of Representatives, spoke and talked about an excerpt from The Naked Communist by Cleon Skuzin. And they talked about the current communist goals, which are actually working today, was to grant recognition of Red China, admission to Red China, the UN, provide American aid to all nations regardless of communist domination. It's 1963. To allow Soviet satellite individual representation of the United Nations. The Soviets controlled the Korean War and the Vietnam War, pretty much, because they controlled the UN at the time. They were to resist any attempt to outlaw the Communist Party. Continue giving Russia access to the U.S. Patent Office. Capture one or even both the political parties in the United States. And that would have been the Council of Foreign Relations. It got both the Democrat and Republican parties working together against you. That's what they're for. Under the guise of working against each other, but it's not. It's working against American people at the highest level. Using technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. So the ACLU was formed for that reason. Keep us all divided. Get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. It's being done today. It's been done all along. Soften the curriculum. Get control of teachers' associations. Put the party line in textbooks. I proved that yesterday when I talked about education. And all last week, talked about education. Gain control of all student newspapers. Use student riots to foment public protests against programs, organizations which are under communist attack. Same thing was done in the 1960s. In several colleges that belonged to the Council of Foreign Relations, they trained anti-war demonstrators to spit upon, yell baby killer, had all kinds of tag phrases, and purposely met the veterans coming off the planes, coming home, with disdain and venom. Not ticker tape parade, not thank you for helping us fight the communists and all that, but you baby killers, etc. That enhances, that exacerbates post-traumatic stress. When you find out that what you did over there, the buddies you lost, meant nothing to the people you're doing it for. It just takes that few minutes of... But see, this was planned. They practiced this. It was not just ad hoc people coming together and doing it. This was practiced. It was played out. It was tested. It was funded by the Illuminati for this particular purpose. You see this? Soros funded Occupy Wall Street. Soros funded the March in Ferguson. Y'all get the point here? In Kosovo, I know for a fact, it was denied many times, but they had a hard time denying it when I provided field reports to show that the Muslims from Iran and Saudi Arabia were offering money to the Albanians to be Muslim. Because the Albanians are lukewarm Muslim. And they didn't go for the Wahhabi, strict form of Islam. So the clerics from, imams from Saudi Arabia and other hardcore Islamic groups that are controlled through the Illuminati, by the way, would pay the poor ones to be Muslim. The lukewarm Albanians said, you come around my house, I'll kill you. You can do your Muslim thing, whatever, but you, the imams didn't mess around with most of the Albanians because they were lukewarm Muslim, yes, but they didn't go for the Wahhabi hardcore. And I know several that work for me would tell me about the clerics coming around and said, he comes around again, I'll kill him. So they had a little bit of a problem in Kosovo. So they had to pay people to be Muslim. Well, the same thing here in America. They're paying them to march. Every single march. You're in Nevada. A little extravaganza with the Bundys. The Bundys, that's appropriately named. Bundys. They're Illuminati. They work for the Illuminati. The Bundy Ranch. The so-called American Patriots. Baloney. They use that to have the Patriots versus the government issue is a setup. It's bogus. Gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. Infiltrate the press. Get control of book review assignments and policy-making positions and so forth. Discredit the American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression. Eliminate all good sculptures from parks and buildings, substitute shapeless, awkward, and meaningless forms to it. Control art critics and directors of art museums and our plans to promote ugliness and repulsive, meaningless art. This was all planned out in 1963. That's where it went to modern art. It's almost funny. Everybody looks at these stupid-looking designs and say, that's genius, yeah. They got a clue what it is. Everybody, because it's cool, you know. It's uncool to say, man, I don't know what that is. You don't know what to express. You don't know how to express. Oh, baloney. It's junk. The breakdown of cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography, obscenity, books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, TV, that's increased. This is 1963 now. And they said, quote, present homosexuality, degeneracy, promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. Well, it's not. Infiltrate the churches. Replace revealed religion with social religion. Discredit the Bible. Emphasize the need for intellectual maturity. You don't need a religious crutch. This thing is so detailed. And they assign groups to do it with objectives. Discredit the family as an institution. Encourage promiscuity and easy divorce. Unquote. All these have been accomplished. Internationalize the Panama Canal. Jimmy Peanut Farmer Carter, a Satanist, by the way, no question about it. He came up with a plan in order to have Americans phase out of the Panama Canal by the 1978, by the 80s. When he wrote it in the 70s, it began to pull Americans out of the Panama Canal, knowing very well and working with the Chinese to have them replace Americans in the Panama Canal. This is all planned out with America and China. At the highest level, to sneak China in so they could come in through the Panama Canal. And while we're all busy with America things going on in the 80s and 90s, China was building bases in Panama Canal, bringing stuff in, and Mexico building bases, preparing for the assault of America. Clinton helped them. Look up Chinagate. My letter come through Long Beach Naval Base. Under an industrial or business venture called Costco. That was the lie. Main purpose was to bring military equipment, troops, set up bases. To emphasize the need to raise children away from negative influence of parents. Attribute prejudices. Mental blocks regard children to suppressive influence of parents. And create the impression, and here's where the video games come in, and the change of TV movies, programs. Create the impression that violence and insurrection are legitimate aspects of the American tradition. Students and special interest groups should rise up and use united force to solve economic, political, social problems. And one that should really get your attention is, quote, overthrow all colonial governments before native populations are ready for self-government. We are a colony. We are a native population now. We are born here. Indians were born here first. We invaded. But then, our generations later, we all became American. Internationalized the Panama Canal. That was already done. Family, they're on track. They just can't get this new world order up and running. Because God's in control. One was to establish and control of each and every person through means of mind control and what Zbigniew Brzezinski called technotronics, which would create human-like robots and a system of terror, which would make Felix Dzerzhinsky's Red Terror look like children at play. That's been done. Prayer, working together, identifying these events, these agendas, items, gives you an idea of what to do. Now, I've got loads and loads of their agenda items here. I'm not going to go over each and every one, but it is all here. Their biggest problem is our American military, of which they'd already planned that to be a problem. They knew it would be. So the idea was to take it down. They couldn't do it before 1945 because they needed us to fight the wars. After 1945, they are now ready to take down the U.S. military and replace it with Russia and China. But here's a little bit of insight that old Russia and China don't know. Everybody thinks they got ahead of it, and they don't. When they give Russia and China the okay to be the next world leaders and us to be downgraded, and it's coming, the World War III that they have planned will take down Russia and China and America, of course, and the old Roman Empire in Europe will rise up and double-cross the whole lot of them. This is the big plan that they're not telling other people. I know that they're afraid of our military. They were going to use our military against citizens since 1939. I've got that in quotes. 1945. 1960s. They tested it out with Kent State to see if Americans would fire American citizens, and they did, but it just ticked everybody off. 1972, Nixon tried a military coup that failed to use Marines against Army. Well, you've got to be kidding me. I get the details. BMT still talks about it also. 83, 84, Operation Northwoods. Reagan was going to try it also. 1999, supposed to be a new world order. It didn't happen. Y2K was to reboot all the computers and a monetary crash, and we were supposed to be in it by the year 2000. It'd be World War III. Wesley Clark was a part of that. I know that for a fact. June 1999 in Kosovo. That's another story. That fell through too. We run out of debt money. We were under a 70-year bank cycle that started in 1789, 1859, 1929. Supposed to end 1999 into a new world order, but it didn't happen. So China bought our debt and moved in 290 plus foreign trade zones throughout the United States. That's Chinese territory they didn't tell you about. They think they have America. I got news for them. So everybody's playing around with this. It's like you're trying to play around with a little hand grenade, trying to figure out how it works. It's live, though, and somebody's going to undo it, and it's just going to blow up in their face. But right now, we got a crisis on our hands. A crisis is coming. Prosperity will happen, and then a major 7 years tribulation. Now, I want to talk right now about the attack on our military, because that is their main problem. There are 26 suicides per day of our veterans. 26 suicides per day. They're pumped through these antidepressant pills, vaccines, all sorts of nonsense is put in their body. And when they do it to military, because they have to, you see, because they're under orders. Under orders to be guinea pigs. That's what it ended up being. Where to begin? Sometimes you look at it, it's so large. And explain it to people that still believe in the red, white, and blue and so forth. But when you read and you see in front of you, for example, in Vietnam, an Agent Orange field delivery unit, M1965A1, and you see a shower unit with Agent Orange barrels on top of it, uses shower heads, then you realize the agenda that's in place and how they wanted to get rid of our troops through any means possible. Well, I'm going to talk about those areas right now and the war on veterans. I've laid the groundwork the past week, actually, to try to get people to understand that a conspiracy exists in the first place. To tell people that the United States government is after its own troops is very radical, to say the absolute least. That's been my challenge, is to try to prove to y'all that this conspiracy is real, and why our own government would go against our own troops in a subtle way, and the citizens. Yesterday I talked about the concept of giving our soldiers drugs that may make them kill themselves. This is what's happening to our children. It's what's happening to your vets. Is they're being given all kinds of antidepressants. The antidepressants open up portals. They open up serious opportunities that are not good. They're designed to lessen their control, lead them to suicidal thoughts, and they commit suicide. 22 to 26 per day. Yesterday was quite telling about how they do it. Well, when it began in 1950, the takedown of our military, Korea was planned to lose, to come to a stalemate. It's already planned that way. Vietnam was planned for many reasons. One, to go out to Vietnamese Christians. The other was to be able to bring drugs from Vietnam into America. And the other part was to start killing off the baby boomers, which were then teenagers, to reduce their lives, to set up for the changing of their children toward a humanistic point of view through the schools and other brainwashing. So they had to get rid of the baby boomers. That was a requirement. That was the plan. Because of your influence that you gained from your parents about family unit. Husband as a breadwinner, wife as homemaker, children do what the parents tell them to do. respect schools, sovereignty, think individually. Well, that had to go after 1945, so it had to shock the system. And that they did. To bring humanism into school and practice it. So, soldiers of previous wars before Vietnam, they didn't have the same problems with post-traumatic stress. Some had, some of course. But nothing like they have today and in Vietnam. At the very beginning of our country, we were taught that defending our country is one of the most honorable things to do. If you had to go kill the enemy to do that, it was okay. After the wars, troops would come home and treated as heroes. Were they not? There's no negative onus on them, put on them to serve their nation. Thank you for your service. You protected our freedom, etc. That's pretty literal, actually, in World War II, because Hitler was coming to America, and he would have walked in unopposed. So would Yamamoto would have taken the West Coast unopposed. You know why? Because FDR, according to his own words, I've read it twice now this week, his own words confirm March 4th, 1939, behind closed doors. I'm not going to read it today. I read it yesterday. I'm just going to tell you what the indication was and what it says. Never to be revealed to the public. It was, though, in 1950, from Senator Lundeen to William G. Carr, and he put it in a book that's not well known, Red Fog Over America. Not well known. Imagine that. Well, what FDR was going to do was to confiscate everything he needed for a true and forceful dictatorship. He was going to plan a dictatorship in America using American troops against citizens. Family, that is documented. That is a fact. So therefore, you'd have had a dictatorship in America, and Hitler would have been able to come over. And if anything, just sporadic rebel type action, and New World Order had been taking place in 1943 to 1905. And Hitler would have come in as dictator. They already have a map set up for the 10 unions nationwide, worldwide, that period of time is a map that was discovered. But it didn't happen. So they had to plan for the next war that will take place in the Middle East. Family, this is what's really going on behind closed doors. So, when the wars, when it didn't happen, they had to readjust. They brought the Nazis over here, okay? So we had to now, they had to focus on the next war. After 1945, they created the Bilderberg Group in the 1950s. They had to readjust their plans. But the point of the matter was, the post-traumatic stress result of war back in those days wasn't as great as it is today because they were looked at as heroes. But not today, because they're trained not to look at our vets as heroes, but killers. The use of children, notice, it began in Vietnam. Now, I was saying all along, at the expense of putting doubt on my credibility, but I had to do it. I've been saying all along that Clint Eastwood is a fraud. He's a Freemason, like John Wayne. Pretend patriots doing movies to get us to fight in those wars. Oh, they had me going. When I was in the Marine Corps, I would watch Sands of Iwo Jima. Man, I would get into it. I was disappointed I couldn't go to Vietnam. Is that dumb or what? Because I see his movies. Yeah, man, Clint Eastwood. Go ahead, make my day. All that nonsense. They're all scripted out, by the way. I found this out. Well, Clint Eastwood did a movie about Chris Kyle. Chris Kyle was an American hero. He was a Christian. he believed when he went over to Iraq that he was fighting an enemy that protecting our homeland, still had the old thought of the brainwashing we all got about protecting our country and all that. He went over with those ideas. He didn't go over, I think I'm going to go over and kill some kids. It didn't work that way. You got kids, man, will kill you. They will walk up to you and drop an, you know, a grenade or whatever, and you'll die, man. You'll just die. The grenade don't care whether it's a 9-year-old dropping it in front of you or, you know, a 30-year-old. But the grenade will still kill you dead. So the person bringing you that package of death, so it causes our troops, the rules of engagement, to have to kill these kids. This they know. And when that happens, it goes against your training. It becomes a nightmare. And this is why they do it. So that when that troop has done it, it causes a major confusion. Conviction. Because it's not the way they were trained. Family, this is done by design. Well, back to Clint Eastwood. I told people, when this movie came out, when I watched it, I said, no. I said, I smell a rat. Clint Eastwood, a Freemason. They start off in the first scene with a kid carrying a RPG round, which will kill within 12-foot radius or more, thereabouts. And a woman dressed as a nun. So this is testimony coming from Chris Kyle when they did the movie, probably from what is, I don't know where they got the information, probably from him, before he was murdered by a fellow Marine, or by a Marine. And then the show, he has to shoot the young boy, and then he had to shoot the woman. That's completely contrary to anything we taught the Marines to do. Well, he had to do it. And rightfully so. You see, you're between a rock and a hard place. No pun intended here, but you're between a rock and a hard place. And had to be done. Now, the generation today is taught, oh, baby killers. Killing children. This is terrible. They don't know the story. Well, when I watched the movie, I said, oh, man. I said, I know what's going on here. They tricked. Clint Eastwood tricked the wife of Chris Kyle into supporting this movie because to disgrace the military, to disgrace our troops that go over there for the right reason, not knowing what they're getting themselves into, they had to have a movie. When it started off with that scene, I knew it was going to get ugly from then on. I knew what it was about. And I told people that Eastwood has tricked his wife, tricked Chris Kyle's wife, was going to use this for propaganda for the Illuminati to cause a retribution against the military. I said, ah, no, Tom, it's like, I said, really? Well, family, I'm here to tell you, Clint Eastwood himself, with his own words, February the 11th, yesterday, confirmed what I said. Clint Eastwood confirms, quote, his movie, American Sniper, I quote, was intended to be the biggest anti-war statement and that Chris Kyle was a psychopath patriot, unquote. Clint Eastwood is a Freemason. He took a blood oath to lie in the name of God. Now, they tricked Chris Kyle's wife into doing this film in order to make an anti-war movie and demonize a true patriot, Chris Kyle, his belief in God. Everything has been put to the test. It was a ruse from the very start. I exposed this, and the lying Joint Chief of Staff, the cowards that they are, and the Council of Foreign Relations, and the ones that brief them, have ever a bit of disdain I can come up with. They disgrace their uniform, and they disgrace any medal they could ever earn and have earned. They've wasted their lives and lied to their men, going back to the lieutenants. The conspiracy to bring in the North American Union and downgrade our military so we'll accept the world government, which is worse than anything you can imagine. Except the UN is our heroes. Oh, I got something for that. I'll tell you in a minute. They're targeting our veterans, not only with orchestrated suicides, but also this plan to destroy our military since 1950 to the present day. See, the Chinese and Russian and UN forces have been deployed in the United States since 1993 to effective martial law once it's begun. They've planned it many times before, but never happened. They couldn't trust American forces to fire on American citizens. Those people dumb or what? To think American soldiers are going to fire on American citizens. So they had to change the thinking of the younger military. So that they would. But now to demoralize our troops with this movie was the next stage. The quote was, one of the, when he's going from a building to his car, this paparazzi, whatever you call them out there, and so he kind of asks the question, it begs the question, what does Clint Eastwood think of all the criticism his Oscar-nominated film, American Sniper, had been receiving from people like Michael Moore and Bill Mayer? Humanist and communist and Luciferians to the nth degree. But after Moore hit Eastwood for getting, quote, Vietnam and Iraq confused in his storytelling, unquote, and having all his characters call Iraqi savages throughout the film, and Mayer said it was nothing but the story of a psychopath patriot, a reporter from TMZ asked Clint Eastwood, while he was walking to his car, for his reaction. And I heard, and I have a downloaded copy of it, not just the words written here, but I actually have a downloaded copy in the YouTube. You can see it. You can hear what he says. He said, Clint Eastwood said, they're right. He said it succinctly before closing the door to his car and driving away. And previously, Eastwood defended American Sniper's message by saying the biggest anti-war statement any film can make is to show the fact of what war does to the family and the people who have to go back in civilian life like Chris Kyle did. That's the ploy. But really, it puts it up on the butts and it sticks it up so these people like Michael Moore and Bill Mayer and the rest can take shots at it and downgrade our military so they accept a new world order and disassembly of our military. It's coming. They assassinated, using an MK-Ultra nihilist, a former Marine, Eddie Ruth, Ralph, or whatever, to assassinate both Kyle and his neighbor. Just like they assassinated 22 Navy SEALs that were the 6th Navy team, SEAL Team 6 that allegedly killed Bin Laden. Bin Laden has been dead since 2001. They had to shut them up. So they took down an entire helicopter with 22 SEALs in it. They murdered Pat Tillman. Family, these people are so evil. You can't even imagine what's really going on. Both Kyle and his partner were shot in the back. They're going to claim temporary insanity. Who knows what may happen in this trial? But in the meantime, they're going to start taking pot shots at our military with this film and take pot shots at Chris Kyle. And by the way, Chris Kyle was supposed to go to court against that other liar, Ventura, another Freemason. sold his soul to the devil a long time ago. When he became governor, professional wrestler, internationalist, that stupid program he had on TV, True Conspiracy, whatever, is all scripted out, just like the professional wrestlings are scripted out, to keep you all busy. Do you know that professional wrestling and mixed martial arts on TV is called blood sports, blood games, that was set up in 1966, 63, and I'm not report to keep you all busy? A means of controlling people, controlling, like Brzezinski said, to control the population. That's what mixed martial arts is all about. And it works perfectly. That's the purpose of it. You know that. That's the sole purpose of it. And professional wrestling, all that acting and nonsense, garners as much participants as an Osteen concert. To give you some idea, just really simple, and we'll jump into Agent Orange here in a minute, not literally, but George Orwell, 1984, said, and I quote, he was Illuminati, by the way, George Orwell said, "Football, beer, and above all, gambling, filled up the rising of their minds. To keep them in control was not difficult." That's 1984. This is really what's going on today. Now, Agent Orange is difficult to talk about. It is one of many ways that they've targeted not only the citizens of other countries to test it on them before they test it on us here in America, Monsanto. They started in Vietnam to do it, to see what would happen. So it takes us back to the Vietnam War, because the Korean War outcome was already determined. The Korean War outcome was already determined before 1949. You understand this? Red China was to remain Red China, to the point that the State Department dispatched the 7th Fleet to make sure that Chiang Kai-shek was blocked from invading Red China. Our own 7th Fleet was tasked with defending Red China while we fought Red China in Korea. Do you understand what I'm saying here? If you told a Korean vet that, can you imagine what that would do to him? His own country doing it. So Vietnam was a setup, another UN action. The U.S. involvement then in Vietnam was to target the baby boomers that now would be teenagers. Did you know that in 1952, midpoint of the baby boomers being born, in 1954, up to 30 to 90 million Americans, infants, that'd be us, were given polio vaccines. Remember the old polio vaccine in the old arm that made that little scar? Well, what they didn't tell them, us, kind of like, I guess, pin the tail on the donkey, was that between 38 and 98 million Americans had cancer virus in the polio vaccine. That's just one way in the 1950s. Yeah, CDC confirms it. Now, isn't that a hoot? That's just one method that they'd planned on using to start the death of the baby boomer generations, to reduce their life expectancy. This is confirmed. This is not a conspiracy theory. It's actually confirmed. Now, U.S. involvement now in the Vietnam War, it was very long and very costly by design, like Afghanistan was to Russia. It raged for more than two decades, pretty much. But the consequences of the military action continue to this day. Suicides between 1975 and 2012 was about 100,000, counting those that died in Vietnam at 68,000. So a total of 168,000 attributed to Vietnam between 1967 and 66 and 2012. One of the darkest, deadliest legacies is the effect of a widely used defunct that you all know as Agent Orange. The lie that they told our troops was it was to clear dense forest and flush out the enemy forces. That was a lie. See, the chemical-induced adverse health actions and issues for both U.S. troops and Vietnamese on both sides of the war was devastating. There was an attorney named Peter Sills, and he was asked at one time to represent the Vietnam vets in a class action lawsuit regarding the use of Agent Orange. He actually has a book out called Toxic War. And he was talking about this, and what he said was, it even evolved into a weapon. Agent Orange went into a weapon used against our own troops and the Vietnamese people. You know why they don't want the troops coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed? And getting out of the military and then taking the money they've earned and used and all that if they come back whole or even otherwise. From telling the truth about the drugs they were bringing over, to stop telling the truth, and to not tell about the effects of the weaponry they were using against the Iraqi people as a testing phase. So the target was, when they came back, just like today, the troops are not met by ticker tapes and thank you for serving. It's like, who'd you kill? What'd it feel like when you kill somebody? Did you kill any kids over there? This kind of thing. They were poorly treated when they got home then, and poorly treated when they get back now. Family spot design. This Agent Orange was a chemical war, and the U.S. government used chemicals that were not manufactured as weapons, but they were used as weapons. Herbicides, rock control gases, back then, napalm, which was supposedly used to defoliate, was modified to stick to human flesh. We started to lose the war by design. We became more desperate. Changed the tools we used to help in the war. We started using them as against the people. CIA planned that all along. Stills was asked how many American veterans at that time, how were they exposed in harmful ways, and Stills said, I quote, "When you start spraying towns and villages, there are American soldiers there too. They're part of it. And the food that people ate became poisoned. And the water that people drank." There's another surprising thing. Herbicides came in 50-gallon barrels, he says. When they were empty, they were not really empty. There were 2 or 3 gallons of herbicide left in the barrels. I quote, "Soldiers used them for showers, for barbecues, grills for cooking, And the Vietnamese used them to hold gasoline and wound up spraying dioxin all over Vietnam. The cities became defoliated, even though they were never sprayed from U.S. planes. They were sprayed by Vietnamese automobiles and motorcycles. No one could figure it out for a while, so people were exposed in surprising, unexpected ways. Stevenson asked him, he said, how many U.S. veterans were we talking about that looking for some sort of compensation because of exposure for Agent Orange? Stills replied, and I quote, hundreds of thousands, possibly over a million. That is many, unfortunately, because there are so many people who are sick for reasons other than herbicide exposure. The symptoms of dioxin exposure, the poison in the herbicides, are not very different from what people get normally. Heart attacks, diabetes, lung cancer, liver problems, neurological problems. Things that people just get. So to determine whether they were actually exposed, it should be possible to do that. But the officially done science has not been able to do that. But we know it today, when you do the research, that this was done on purpose. To start the takedown of our family system, takedown of our military, all beginning in 1950, throughout Vietnam. Notice the change that happened during that period of time. Clothing? It's cool, man. Drugs? The hippie generation, the rock and roll music? All that was designed in Tavistock. Social engineers came up with the plans, and they used these as weapons. We all didn't know that. But they did that. And you know, to enhance it, was I found is really interesting. Evil to the core. But I found, I played a hunch one day, and I said, you know, you really shouldn't have an age gap. Not really. Not so dramatic as it is in our country. Because you have father passing on to son his business, his, you know, the morals, the family traditions and all that. Would you not? I mean, isn't that normal? And the only thing that really changed things would be technology. But you'd have respect to the family, passing on the virtues that father learned. And remember the movies, TV, on TV, the sitcoms? Father Knows Best. And they had it all set up. And then in the 70s, 80s, oh, it went to hell in a handbasket. You know, the TV went crazy with all kinds of weird programs. It was no longer Father Knows Best. They all quit about the same time. Leave It to Beaver, Cheyenne, all these movies with, you know, the Bonanza, all those things. A man's a man, tell the truth, and all this and all that. It all changed. Here you got Archie Bunker and the, no pun intended, the Bundys, his family. Yeah, right, there you go. Everything changed. A whole different, you know, set of morals, a whole different idea of the way the family is to be ran. And then changed. I said, wait a minute now. Then I realized that they had names for each generation. And it dawned on me. I said, those son of a guns. Tavistock had pre-planned set of objectives, really, really using from first, second, third, fourth, fifth grade on up, values clarification, sneaking in on you to change the thinking of the children that would be the children of the baby boomers, kill off the baby boomers, let's say early departure, reduce the effectiveness using aluminum. Aluminum is the cause of Alzheimer's. Aluminum are in the vaccines. And the cancer is in the vaccines. Aluminum, pots and pans. Come on now. Reynolds is Illuminati. You mix fluorine with aluminum, the babies, that be us baby boomers, we're getting chronic fluorosis. I've talked about that before. By design, to reduce the resistance to diseases, to reduce the life expectancy. They want you dead. So they can work on your children, who will be the parents of the next generation. So what? Here's the point. They named each generation with a set of objectives to chip away. And I can tell you exactly what. Specifically chipping away at allegiances toward your founding fathers, which they were deists anyway. They were Freemasons. But the history book says otherwise, but the history book's wrong. Chip away at your allegiances toward your elected officials, Romans 13. Chip away toward allegiances toward your parents, disrespect your parents. Chip away toward a belief in the supernatural being. Chip away the belief in God. Was 1960s, 1970s. God's dead. Was 1970s. I am God. So 1960s, God's dead. And 1975, I'm God. That's humanist. Well, Miss McLean, I got news for you. You ain't God. And you're not a godette either. No human is a God. Male, female, or, well, now I can say otherwise. Whatever. You are, you're not a God. But that's what they have people believing in the New Age movement. To chip away at sovereignty of the nation is a separate entity, and allegiance to that. They had to get rid of all that. And to set the children up, each generation, as international children of the future. So to do that, they had to kill off your parents, your grandparents, and your parents, hello, because we're taught by our parents the right way of doing things. They needed that to foment the wars. So what they did was they started naming the generations. And I found it. Somebody helped me find it too. I said, I know it's there. It's there. The lost generation, quote unquote, look this up, was known as the generation of 1914 in Europe. A term that originated with Gertrude Stein to describe those who fought in World War I. The members of the lost generation were born between 1883 and 1900. Then came the greatest generation. It was known as the GI generation. It was the generation that includes the veterans who fought in World War II. That'd be their children. And they were born between 1901 and 1924. Coming of age during the Great Depression, a CFR member, Tom Brokaw, dubbed this the greatest generation in the book of the same name. Then came the silent generation, known as the lucky few. Were born between 1925 and 1942. And those were the ones who fought in the Korean War, and many in the Vietnam War. Kind of pre-baby boomers. And then you got the baby boomers. Yeah. That'd be us. That'd be me. I'm a baby boomer. And that's the generation that was born following World War II, between 1943 and early 1960. Thereabouts. A time that was marked by an increase in birth rates. The term baby boomer is used as a cultural context. Therefore, it's impossible to achieve broad consensus on a defined start and date because it's very broad. The baby boom was described as a shock wave and, well, kind of like a pig in a python, as some people described it. And ironically enough, we're in between the 1950s and early 60s, and then the late 60s, the drug culture, the Vietnam culture, the anti-war culture, the change of way that America is in the 1960s. So we're baby boomers kind of caught in the middle here. We're like the continuation, but we're the separation. We got a little bit of both now, see? So it's considered to be a rejection of redefinition of traditional values. There you go. Traditional values come from where? The first generations I talked about. World War I, World War II, the lucky few. Man's head of household, women's wives, a woman, the homemaker. Tell the truth, do the right thing, go to church, blah, blah, blah. Have a dog, a cat, family unit. Fight a war, freedom, hurrah, yeah. But then you get to 1950s and 60s, it's like, you baby killers, hey man, give me a hit. Oh yeah, oh, very groovy. Yeah, you know, that kind of crap. And then you got the rock and roll, which I liked at the time, but I didn't realize what the rock and roll did to the mind. The occult came out in the 1960s. Boy, did it ever. Woodstock. Etc. You got the point? Meditation, yoga, the drug culture. Civil rights movement kicked out. They planned that. You know they planned the civil rights movement in the 1700s? The feminist movement. That was funded. Gloria Steinem, MS Magazine, was funded by the CIA to drive men against women. The civil rights movement, black against white. Vietnam era was designed. All this was planned by Tavistock. Family, this is by design. It wasn't by just, you know, things just happen. This was an attack with specific agenda, objectives and an agenda with a target date. Worked dadgum good too, didn't it? Many commentators have disputed the extent of the rejection, but note that the widespread community continuity values and value clarification started taking over, changing your thinking process in school. In Europe and North American, boomers are associated with privilege and they grew up in a time of affluence. Then next comes Generation X. They get all named out, man. Generation X comes after baby boomer. Generation born after the Western post-war two baby boomers. 1960s, early 1980s. The term has been used many times and places a number of different subcultures or countercultures since 1950s. Then you got the millennials. Oh, they got this thing locked in, man. Millennials now are known as a millennial generation. Generation Y. Demographic cohort following Generation X, of course. Use birth dates ranging from early 80s to early 2000. And they have set of objectives for each one to chip away at all those points I made. Boomers Generation X, Y, and Z. They plan on the last generation to be fully fell away from all traditional values by the year 2025. That I have documented. Now, this may be adjusted depending on their success, but the Illuminati has what's called the externalization of the hierarchy. The public announcement of fallen angels and complete new world order by the year 2025. This thing is so, it's like a checkbook. It's like a budget. And we do our little daily routine. We go to work and we play and you all go to golf and other people go to whatever and you do your 8 hours of work or retirement or whatever you do. And nobody has a clue this is going on. Except the ones doing it. But they don't have a clue that they ain't going to succeed. God is going to step on them smaller than a pancake. They have no idea what they're fooling with. But in the meantime, people are making decisions. Heaven or hell. Jesus Christ or follow Satan. That is the bottom line. And their notion is to keep you busy, keep you tied up, keep you worried, keep you in fear, and keep you depending on them. And they are going to kill you, Freemasons. They have it in their plan when they're done with you. As a matter of fact, what did I do with that? They have in the 1963 plans to eliminate loyalty oaths. And the Illuminati's plan, in fact, they're going to kill all Freemasons who know too much. And all those below will be executed silently. And they'll die, quote, as if by some kind of illness, unquote. That will happen. Right now they're telling them they're going to be the saints of the next fifth dimension. Oh. By the way, the New Agers. Say at the year 2015, that's this year, is year 3 of the New Earth. The coded holographic events will begin in 2015 on what they call the total solar eclipse occurring on the new moon of the March equinox, March 22nd. So your lie about four blood moons is coordinated with this. Hagee's a liar, man. Mark Blitzer full of nonsense. There's no four blood moons in the Bible. Can they make something up? Yeah. Can the technology make something happen? Yeah. Is it biblical? No. Is Hagee biblical? Absolutely not. He could be challenged in a heartbeat. Family, they're lying to you. But this goes along with the plans of the New Agers, by the way. The new moon of the March equinox will be in full force through the June, what they call solstice. The last part of June. And that's the upshift, what they say is DNA, into 12 active strands. Something ugly is going to happen between now and June. Now, will God allow it? Well, that's up to God. But right now, they got to get the mindset to head toward the New Age movement. It planned in 1970 to be that target date that falling away is the year 2025. But everything is dependent on what God allows them to do. What gives them allowance? Pulling away from God by country, by our laws. What does that mean? That means get all the states to lift the ban on same-sex marriage. Sodom and Gomorrah. Watch Blinken up in Oregon, General Blinken. Watch him carefully. They're trying to pass in Oregon the child euthanasia, so your child that's disabled, and it'll go into ADHD also. Your child, like Belgium and London, has now passed through, can elect to kill themselves by lethal injection, and you can't stop it. They're working on that in Oregon. Family's been working on that since 1993. So why so long? There you go. Because they have to change the thinking of those in 1993 that would never agree with it. To change the thinking to 2015 and 2020. When the ones that were children then are now adults in the humanist mindset. What's the humanist mindset? Taught in the schools. All these people are clever. But they're not that smart. The humanist mindset just happens to be deny existence of God, humanist. Deny existence of a soul. Deny the existence of absolute moral laws. deny the sanctity of individual human life. There's child euthanasia. There's where abortion comes in. There's where killing off your grandmother and grandfather because they're better off dead. That's where this nonsense comes from. And they believe that the traditional family, must be eliminated in order to attain world peace. There's your humanist manifesto in a nutshell. So the thinking was not ready yet in 1989. So they had to wait till the schools could change the thinking of the youth. So Generation Z would be the last one. If it's not, they'll come up with another one. I'm not making this up, family. Generation Z is one used for the cohort of people born after the millennial generation. There's no agreement on the exact date of this generation. But other sources started at the mid or late 1990s, or from the mid-2000s to the present day, as the generation that's currently being born. The video games, the education system, the military, organizational, anti-military, pro-United Nations. You got it now? To cash in on the generation gap. And each generation has an archetype. Yeah. The veterans of the greatest generation born 1922 to 1945 were known characteristically as being committed and loyal to causes and put high value on hard work. You see? The family unit is all lined out. So now the baby boomers, they had planned to get rid of that idea. And the baby boomers, they had to shock, and that was 1960s. Born between 46 and 1964. Generally identified as being the potential to be social and political rabble-rousers and catalysts for social change. And boy, was it ever. And Generation Xers, born between 1966 and 1976, considered to be the best educated generation in North America with 29% getting a bachelor's degree or higher, branded for having little tolerance for rigidity and rules in the workplace. And the millennials, born from 1977 to 2012, are technologically wise, ethically diverse. Now you got it. And grew up with the internet. They're growing up in a highly sophisticated media, computer environment, are expected to be more internet savvy and technologically expert than the forerunners. And boy, are they ever. Do you recall what Ginsburg said recently? Ginsburg is Illuminati from Russia. Ruth Bader Ginsburg made a statement the past couple days that she believes America is now ready to accept every state to be homosexual marriages. They're going on this international, changing of cultures. That's what she's talking about. To get the culture ready by changing it. So now let's kill off the baby boomers. World War II veterans are already dying out. Some of them can't remember because they're Alzheimer's from the smoking and the aluminum oxide in the smoking. The vaccines, chemtrails, medications reduce their life expectancy and just kill them off is what they're doing. Baby boomers are now, 50 to 65 years old, give or take. Now they're going to start Alzheimer's. Everything's going to start cashing in. And then their children. And you see, this is how they're doing it. The Agent Orange is just the start of the baby boomers back in the 50s and 60s. That's what that was for all along. Is what I'm telling y'all now. You've got good people in the VA. And then you got the high level that are not so good people. You got good people in the VA that are counselors, researchers. If they get too good at it, they're put away, transferred, warned. You have a mixture in all the governments and the military. The military people, that are the military commanders who are not part of this agenda, want to get their 20 years or 30 years out of the way and just get out of here. What can I do to change anything? I'm just going to do my time, get my good fitness reports, get my retirement. Man, I'm out of here. And there's some truth to that, to a certain extent. The Secretary of Veterans Affairs decided to establish at one time a service connected for Vietnam-era veterans with three additional illnesses based on evidence of associated with herbicides referred to as Agent Orange we're talking about. So now they're looking at 15 illnesses being caused by exposure to herbicides during the Vietnam War. They were acute and subacute transient peripheral neuropathy, amyloidosis, chloracne, chronic lymphatic leukemia, diabetes mellitus, Hodgkin's disease, multiple myeloma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, prostate cancer is a big one, respiratory cancers. It just goes and goes. B-cell leukemia, Parkinson's disease, ischemic heart disease. The Guillain-Barré syndrome was a virus that was man-made, closely associated with HPV vaccine virus. Yeah, oh yeah. Sterilizes the child, has killed over 140, 150 children, already died from it. Tens of thousands are permanently injured. India, France, Spain stopped using it. America continues to use it. Another one to vaccinate young boys and have for a while. It's there to sterilize, and it's resulted in severe permanent damage and death, and yet they still do it. Well, the virus used for that is also linked up to the Guillain-Barré syndrome to kill off the immune system. So the baby boomers and the millennials would die out. Those that retired after the first Gulf War received the vaccines, depleted uranium, minute amounts of nerve agent that was not detectable by the substandard chemical detectors that they were given by design. A subtle kill-off of our veterans by the New World Order for the long term, so you would not interfere with their reconditioning of your children. You see, now, wow. Jesus Christ is real. Satan is real. No human being can think all these things up and put these to operation. They actually have meetings in what's called the Wesak Festival every May to make readjustments of their plan. Very few people, if any, talk about the Wesak Festival. Every May, Since I found out about it, I pray hard against it. It's where the supernatural beings manifest or channel their plans for the future government. That's what happens in Wesak Festival. It's masked. Nobody talks about it. It's called a festival. So you'll never think anything about it. You think it's kind of like a Woodstock on steroids. But it's not. It's much more than that. Agent Orange, U.S. Vietnam vets actually want to consider the risk factor when they decide whether or not to be screened for prostate cancer. Certainly talk to your doctor if you've been exposed to dangerous chemicals. Experts note that the research connected to Agent Orange with a number of cancers include soft tissue sarcoma, Hodgkin disease, and non-Hodgkin lymphoma. And there's evidence that suggests an association between the herbicide and respiratory cancers, prostate cancer, and multiple myeloma. About 8 million men served during the Vietnam War, including 3 million who were in Southeast Asia, where Agent Orange was used. They used the barrels for shower heads. I got a picture of one from a print. Well, it's not an actual picture or photograph, but it's a stylish Agent Orange barrel. And if anything, they buried Agent Orange in Okinawa, Japan. Okinawa, I was there for a year. It's not that big of an island, actually. So when they put chemicals there, what do you think is going to do to the water supply? They didn't care. Vietnam, all sorts of birth defects. And guess who produces Agent Orange? Monsanto. You say, what can I do about it? Well, you can inform people. Number two, pray. Number three, remain righteous. Do the right thing so God will hear your prayer. Have prayer circles. I'm sorry, prayer groups. Sorry. Prayer circles is Wicca. I got it mixed up. I'm sorry. Prayer groups, not prayer circles. Prayer groups. Fasting and praying. Matthew 17:21. That's why they took that out of the Bibles, except for the King James. It's powerful to fast and pray. And then write your congressman and send emails till their computer just wears down. Demand town hall meetings. Make things happen. If you don't do it, you've made something happen. But depend on God. If it's time for a change, He'll affect it. But He won't until we do something about it. I tell you, up in Oregon, you better get your head out where the sun don't shine, and you better get to what they're finding out, what they're doing about that child euthanasia, and put a crip in its style. And the Christians that say, well, it's going to happen, let's not do anything to it. Wrong. It means you go after it every day. And if you know you're going to lose or it's got to take place, you still go after it. Anti-Satan. Every day. And worship Jesus Christ. Every day. Because you're going to get real close to Him when this all goes down. You're going to need Him. A supernatural being you've never seen, you'll be calling His name. And others that did know Him will deny Him again. This is everything it's coming down to, is that supernatural. And guess what? He already won on the cross of Calvary. There is no way they can win. It's impossible for them to win. Their short-term victories are simply separating the goats and the sheep. That's all they're doing. Now, I got about 15 minutes to go in this broadcast today. And tomorrow I will continue on some more hard-hitting background. But one thing that they're going to throw at you, I think I need to bring it up. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. There's coming a crisis of some kind, whether it's, I don't know, whether it's a financial worldwide crash or just a U.S. crash, going to the Dong, the Chinese, I don't know. So whatever it is, you'll find out, I'm sure. Here's the point. When they find the right time, they're going to, and I quote one of their lectures, Illuminati explained, and I quote, the necessity of having their agent tour always come out in the open and appear on the scene. When conditions have reached their lowest ebb and the masses have been subjugated by means of want and terror, he pointed out that when it was time to restore order, they would do it in such a way that the victims would believe that they had been prey of criminals and irresponsibles. He said, quote, by executing the criminals and lunatics after they carried out our preconceived reign of terror, helter skelter, we can make ourselves appear as saviors of the oppressed and champions of the workers. The speaker, Illuminati, then added, quote, we're interested in just the opposite, in the diminution and killing out of the goyim, unquote. So, Freemasons, they want you dead with everybody else. That's heavy what I'm saying. I don't know who's going to get it. I don't know if anybody ever hear it. But you need to know. You know, they even set up our Revolutionary War. They did. Using liberty, fight for liberty as a call to galvanize the American public and go to war. Otherwise, they say, ho-hum, what's going on? Don't bother me till tomorrow. Well, they fixed that with the Tavistock. See how it works? So they will look like the saviors. They always, always in the day, work both sides of every conflict, no matter what it is. They always do. The general public, they don't know this. Family, I try to summarize all these things as best I can. I am virtually inundated with, I got like two or three of these USBs or like 100 gigs or something. I don't know. It's all filled up. The point is, this thing is big. And I try to explain to people as simply as I can that the world we live in, that we know every day, everything's opposite. It's actually not real. Boy, that sounds crazy, don't it? When you start putting, connecting the dots together, you say, oh my gosh, guess what words they use? Oh, this isn't real. But it's coming to a head. Serious head. They want to get those implants in your system. This is what causes the suicides anyway, or the microchips. So another way they're attacking our veterans or implanted devices. California. Several prisoners were identified as members of security threat group EME or Mexican Mafia. And they were brought to the health services at a Pelican Bay and tranquilized with advanced sedatives developed by Cambridge, Massachusetts laboratories. And the implant procedure took about 60 to 90 minutes, depending on the experience of the technician. We're working on a device, he says, that will reduce that time by as much as 60%. The result of implants on 8 prisoners yielded the following results. Implants served as surveillance monitoring device for threat group activity. Number 2, implants disabled 2 subjects during assault on correctional staff. Whoa. Number 3, universal side effects in all 8 test subjects revealed that when the implant was set to 116 megahertz, all subjects became lethargic and slept an average of 18 to 22 hours per day. That's some serious depression there. All subjects refused recreation periods for 14 days during the 116 megahertz test evaluation. 78 subjects did not exercise in the cell or out of the cell, and 5 of the 8 subjects refused showers up to 3 days at a time. And each subject was monitored for aggressive activity during the test period. Findings were conclusive that 7 out of 8 exhibited no aggression, even when provoked. I knew they were doing field tests with this microchip. I had to find it this time. Well, I did. This is why they're committing suicide, the troops are, because they're being led to it by the psychotropic drugs and the voices in the head they don't tell people about. Dreams, which are holograms. All sounds like Star Wars, don't it? Space, but it's not. It's old technology. Tomorrow, we come back. We'll get into more attacks, voice-to-skull technology. We'll talk about, I think, a little bit more about Agent Orange. Vaccines, some other methods that they're attacking our troops with. If I left anything out, make sure you remind me. Using values clarification study in high schools. Actually, I wanted to find out for myself, so I bought myself the complete handbook of practical strategies. Got questions that they ask the students. Gives them sample questions. How do you feel about unpleasant aspects of your work at school? Who's your best friend before the best friend you now have? What type of parts of nature do you love the most? What's your stand on birth control pill? What are they asking a kid that for? Who will you support in the coming election? I'd say teachers, none of your business. I'm too young to vote anyway. All these, I got like a whole bunch of questions. Should your school give seniors full birth control information? Unquote. I mean, these questions are amazing. This is how they control your kids, by these questions. Guys that are thinking. It's called values clarification. Oh, it's sneaky. Really, really sneaky how they control your children. Getting them ready for the X, Y, and Z generation and the great falling away. World War II vets, Korean vets, baby boomers, they just want you dead. Well, I got news for them. You take Jesus Christ as Savior, you're never going to die. You might die the first death, the physical death. Your body sleeps. Your soul goes be with Jesus. Then the rapture comes, or, but we won't go into that. I'm going to that tonight, but 8 to 9. Family, we're at the end of the program here, and Agent Orange, mind manipulation, microchip technology, all these are ways they're using to try to control your veterans, and literally to kill them off silently, and it's coming from the head of state. All the governments work together. This is how it really works. Banding together, planning against it, working with each other, finding out what your students, your children were taught. If you're taught this nonsense, a humanist attitude, you change it that night. There's your homeschooling, even if it's for 20 minutes. Because these teachers are not telling the truth. History books are now not even being used in a lot of cases. They've got handouts. History books are, perverted anyway, but they don't even have that anymore. Well, you see how they're doing? They're chipping away. Well, family, reminds you all that John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, plays my broadcast on a random basis on his network, highpointradio.net. He has sponsors, and use the sponsors up there if you live in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. John Kirkler, highpointradio.net. I got a website, watchmanforjesus.com, my website, and Watchman for Jesus is my Facebook. Tonight, Bible study, we'll talk about the end times events. Bible study from 8 to 9, and then tomorrow, 4 to 6, we'll continue on the attacks on the U.S. veteran. So you'll know where the enemy's coming from and who it really is. Both active duty and those that are out. Family, there's ways around this. You're going to run headlong into tribulation. Martyrdom will happen eventually in the seals, and they're not even the first seal yet. But we're mighty close. Mighty close. You'll have a good night. Keep going in your studies. Praying. Get close to God. Witness to others. And get ready. Family, I appreciate you all coming by today. Tomorrow I'll give you more information and about other attacks that they're doing on our veterans so you know what to stay away from. Or how to manage it, how to deal with it. And to unravel the nonsense that they're teaching in the schools of your kid, to unravel it. Because you know it's based on the Humanist Manifesto. They are sneaky. We'll unsneak them. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll be back tonight. Y'all have a good night. God bless you. This is Tom Gamble. I am your host. And I am your watchman. Signing off.
Confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
I am with you every day to the end.